minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, Northern Colorado. It is a wonderful Monday on this second day of August. Big announcement. You, of course, I guess it's breaking news. Kind of breaking news. It's like the worst kept secret. Oh! Worst kept secret in the world. 1310 KFKA now expanding their frequency reach. We will be 1310, obviously. You're listening to us right now on that frequency. You can also listen to us in the Greeley and surrounding communities on 103.1 FM. Yeah! Susan and Cheryl happy about that. So from now on, you get 1310 KFKA as well as 103.1 FM. It's an exciting day here, expanding our frequency, pumped about that. So many big things happening here at the radio station, including in about an hour, the very first installment of the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Pumped for that. Ellison, he's going to bring it every single Monday, man. It's going to be Mondays, 1 to 2 o'clock. We'll talk Colorado State, obviously. But other things, too. You know, college football. We'll talk Mountain West Conference. The game that was. Prep the game that's coming up. So much we can get to. Some great insight. And, all right, last but not least, Colfax is back. Oh, my goodness, he's back.
What's up?
Oh, man, I just said you were on assignment all week last week. Yeah. I still said I think that he's in the secret, like a secret society type thing, like the Templars or something, but you can't really tell us that.
No, nothing like that.
Nothing at all
and
like
I wouldn't,
that.
And I couldn't tell you if it was.
that's what I figured. Yep. A lot's happened since you were out.
I've been watching.
Your boy is staying in Green Bay.
Okay.
So Aaron Rodgers sticking with Green Bay. What else? Drew Locke? Yeah, today's a little interesting. We're going to see if we can get Zach Stevens on the program, our Broncos insider. Might be tough this hour. But sound like Drew Locke took the weekend anyway over Teddy Bridgewater. Today's kind of a mixed bag. Drew had a pick to Patrick Surtain, and then he threw a touchdown to Melvin Gordon. We talked to Cody Rourke last week about this, and he's like, yeah, I mean, you can't really assess that much until we get to a few days in full pads. So, you know, let's simmer down at least at this stage. I've been saying Drew Locke from the beginning. Tanner Schwinn of NoCo Now said Aaron Rodgers. He's out, obviously, last place in this competition. The good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, is still in this thing because he said Teddy Bridgewater would be the guy. And you said Brett Rippin.
Maybe it's
fun. It's entertaining. It's not the end-all, be-all, but it is fun. It's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of interest each and every day looking at these position battles. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Yeah, Simone Biles was in the news, of course. Colfax.
Saw that.
Heard about that. I talked a lot about that. She is going to compete. I love this. Let me just read this because it's just ridiculous. And Colfax, my take was basically mental health doesn't pick a time or place to break down on you. You know that personally about me and my family situation. So this whole idea of, well, you know, fight through it. You got to be mentally prepared. When a mental health wave, and I'm not here to talk about how severe she is, how whatever, but that's what she's stating is the problem. And take it from me, when someone says that's a problem, you tend to try to pay attention. So this whole idea, this message on our Facebook page over the weekend, if I can find it. Mm-hmm. Of course, now I can't. Oh, there it is. Somewhere. Basically about the whole Simone Biles thing. This guy says, well, I will say it as others are afraid to. Simone quit, period. She's, of course, performing to playing in the Beam final. I pray for her, yet will not celebrate her. Do soldiers in war get the same grace? No, they get a court-martial and dishonor. She's not a soldier in war? Am I missing something? It's also like I talked about, because I had other people compare this and say, what if she was a surgeon? And she was doing open heart surgery, and suddenly she says, "My mental health isn't going to." Again, she's playing sports. If you have mental health issues that are that severe, then maybe you're not going to go get in those professions. I can tell you right now, Colfax, You won't see me in any of those professions. I don't have it in me. She's an athlete. That might be what her calling was, but she's not. So these comparisons of, well, if you were at your place of work and called in sick, which we've had before, people call in with stuff going on in life that's not necessarily just being sick, just needing a break. It happens, believe it or not. Anyway, this whole idea that you're comparing her to someone in the military, a surgeon, a regular Joe Schmo that's at work. Stop it. What do I always say, Colfax? Stop comparing these video game sports to the real world. It's not the same. You're in a completely different realm. And, you know, we always say the same thing. We have a mental health issue in this country, correct? We should talk about it. We have to have the conversation. All right, I'm willing. Yeah, but when it's convenient. Not during the Olympics, but she's struggling now. Yeah, but is she? I don't know. We're like, how can you answer that? That's the problem. That's where we get into this problem. You know, and then sometimes it's too late, what have you. And then people are, of course, like, well, why is she able to now compete in the beam fight? Listen, man, for us to try to pretend we can understand what goes through, and of course her background is horrendous. The things she went through, the sexual assault and abuse that she suffered while in the gymnastics. I mean, my goodness, for us to try to sit here and compare is pretty silly, pretty irresponsible, if you ask me. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Text KFKA to that number. We will be taking text in the 1 o'clock hour as we talk to Ellison Hubbard as the first installment of the Ellison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza begins. So I'm excited about that. Eastside Chris texting in, Brady, apparently Locke is not throwing interceptions. Has the defense decided on a QB and not doing their job? Conspiracy? Well, Patrick Surtain picked him off today. So I don't think so. However, that's not a terrible point that Eastside. I hate to agree with Eastside Chris. He's approaching Dixon territory. He approached Dixon territory last week, Colfax. Eastside Chris is taking a turn for the dark side. He's not arch nemesis of the show. That belongs to Dixon. That is his title. But Eastside Chris called me out on a few things. So he's starting to get to that. He's getting to that status, although he brings up a pretty good point. If a defense feels that their chances are better of Drew Locke starting, do they kind of like not go as hard against Locke as they do Bridgewater? Now, any reporter or player is going to tell you that, no, that's asinine. That's ridiculous because they're all fighting for a position. But it's not that far-fetched. It's kind of an interesting thought. Noob says, so you're telling me I can't be a NASCAR racer? On the mental health side of things, I did win the championship on my Xbox. Well, again, there are people in this world, Colfax, and I tell you, people that are in the military they're cut from a different cloth. Would you agree? I mean, these are the bravest men and women. These are people that can, when we're all running away, they're running to danger. You know, you've seen all those commercials, and those are true. But that's why it's ridiculous to compare, well, Brady, you had a tummy ache today, you couldn't go to work. Well, if you were in the military and you were in the battlefield, that excuse wouldn't hold up. It's like, but, well, I mean, yeah, I agree, but I'm not in the military. We had fun with this one last week. It was a sincere conversation, but also frustrating. The whole Simone Biles thing. And then, of course, Colfax, the Big 12. Perhaps going to disband. Well, I don't know about that, but Oklahoma and Texas are on their way out to the SEC. That begs the question, oh, could CSU now get into the Power 5 conference? Do they want to get into the Power 5 conference? Would it make sense? Or should they just stay in the Mountain West? If they stay in the Mountain West, will Boise State and San Diego State leave and go to the Big 12, and then the Mountain West conference suddenly is not as powerful? Because if you lose those two teams, it's not as good, which could happen. The Big 12, I would imagine, because they're only eight now, they were 10. I know, stay with me. They were the Big 12. They lost their two. They never fulfilled the two. They stuck with the brand. They stayed at 10. Well, now they're at eight. So if they're going to do this thing and try to get some teams back into the conference, don't you imagine they're just going to go for the full four? And if that's the case, the odds of a Boise State taking that up are pretty good. And so if the leader of your conference goes away, what does that look for the overall look like for the Rams? So our Power to Play Sports poll question, what do you think will happen to CSU during this conference shift in the NCAA? Last time we had one of these where multiple teams switched and the rumors were swirling all over the place, it changed everything. I mean, it ended rivalries. CU Nebraska, first and foremost, it ended that rivalry. That rivalry's dead. I would wager one of the strong rivalries, maybe not the strongest, but certainly in the middle of the country, one of those strong rivalries that we could enjoy was crazy. Yeah, we're having a weird issue on the listen online thing. Do the tune in if you can. Try the tune in app. If you have tune in, check it out. What do you think will happen to CSU during this conference shift? Go to the Big 12, stay in the Mountain West, or go to another Group of Five conference, go to another power conference, Power Five. 51% of you actually believe that they're going to go to the Big 12. 40% say they're going to stay in the Mountain West. 5% say they're going to go to another Group of Five conference. And 2% say they're going to go to another Power 5 conference. 2%. So Kevin had pointed out maybe the chance of them going to the Pac-12 or ACC or something like that. Apparently none of the hooligans are really buying into that line of thinking. First Advantage text line again, 970-478-1301. Tilted Barrel, love this place. And guess what, hooligans? We are debating whether we are going to do a fantasy football league. I need a yay or nay on that. So I need texters to text in and say, yeah, we're good. We're good to do a fantasy football league, and we want to do it again. We're planning on doing a Tilted Barrel, if that does happen, in Loveland. So it would be an awesome time to get out there. We'll get the belt going and everything. So that's the Tilted Barrel in Loveland. It is my go-to. I love the wings. Like I always say, they rival B-dubs, man. Check them out. Tell them we sent you from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. All right, 17 minutes after the hour. When we come back, let's talk more about the conference side of things. Trevor Story, John Gray, they survived the trade deadline. Trevor Story not happy about it. Did the Rockies screw this up in a big way? Are you happy that they held on to Trevor for the rest of the season? All right, we'll take a short break. When we come back, got a lot to touch on. Also, RJ Potts is going to join me. The transfer from Cincinnati, now star linebacker for the University of Northern Colorado Bears. Their practices are getting ready to start this week. They're pumped up. They're ready to go. I think RJ Potts is going to have a fantastic season. Looking forward to that conversation. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
ProDesign Countertop Specialists presents 13 Days, 13 Teams. Preps football training camp coverage begins in August. Only in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint, a Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
If you've been in Northern Colorado for even a short amount of time, chances are you or someone you know has been touched by the great work that they do over at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. OSCR, celebrating over 51 years of being specialist in the medicine of motion. Largest privately owned, fully vertically integrated Orthopedic and Spine Center medical group in Colorado, now with a location in Greeley. They have locations throughout the Front Range, Fort Collins, Loveland, and now Greeley. So that's Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. I've been there a few years back. Our friend Ellison Hubbard, who's coming in at 1 o'clock for the Ellison Hubbard Show, I know he mentioned he broke his hand during a football, of course, and went over there and they fixed him up. Must have done something right because that group of defensive linemen look to be ready to do some big things this year. So I'll be excited to talk to Ellison about that. I got a couple of different football shows or football programming for you today on the show. We're going to talk to RJ Potts, the transfer from Cincinnati. He was a 4-star recruit, and we're going to ask him what was it? What made you make that decision to come here? Was it the McCaffrey name? All that went into it. So I'm excited to talk to him a little bit about what this team's going to look like. And practice starts up this week, so I'll be running around Colfax. I'm going to try to get out to some practice later this week. CSU also gets started, so hold on to your butts, man. It's here. We're ready to go. Football's back. It's fall, basically. I know you don't want to believe that, but it's basically fall once we turn the calendar to August, because football, fall, and fun. The three Fs. Three, yeah, yeah. Can't get used to that, man.
I got him.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers last week wanted to get your take on this. Basically filleted Green Bay. He went off and talked about all the players that they screwed up on, the fact that he'd been giving them insightful information and whatnot, and they never used it. They ignored it. And, I mean, just went on and on and on. So, you to me, you have to think that that was part of the deal. That was part of it. All right. You want me to play? You want me to play for the next 2 years, which sounds like it's going to be for the next 2 years because they got rid of that 2023 deal. You want me to play for you? Then I get to get on and speak my mind. I get to say the things that I've been wanting to say for a very, very long time, and you can't do anything to me about it. That's what I think. Because, I mean, he's been vocal about it. He said, hey, I was debating whether or not to leave, to retire. And, of course, I was thinking about other teams, too. And then he stays, shows up to minicamp or to training camp, excuse me, and talks about everything. It's an interesting thing. It's been an interesting story. But I have to think that that was kind of part of the deal, was that Rodgers gets to fillet them. I was watching Good Morning Football on NFL Network, and they were at Green Bay practice over the weekend, and they were talking with the fan base there. And how it was as if none of this ever happened. It was like the fans were, whatever, man, Rodgers is back, let's go. And they compared it to the, you remember the episode of The Simpsons where they think, the NFL thinks that Major League Baseball is spying on them. So then all the NFL fans find out that it's true and they get really mad because they're like, hey, you're spying on our sport to make your sport, blah, 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 and they get mad. And somebody comes, Mark McGwire comes out with baseball on the baseball side and is like, hey, we've got free hot dogs over here. And the fans are like, whatever. And then they just ran and got free hot dogs. They forget all about the Major League Baseball spy scandal just so they could get free hot dogs. This is kind of like the same thing. Aaron Rodgers is here. We don't care that he said he's the only reason people come to Green Bay. We don't care that he didn't give us any information for the last 6 months. And the fact that he, you know, made this known on the night of the draft. We don't care about any of that because Aaron Rodgers is here now, 27 minutes after the hour. Switching gears, talking UNC Bears football with linebacker R.J. Potts, transfer from Cincinnati. Excited to get his thoughts on the season coming up and just what the Buffs game means to him, what it means to be playing as a Bear. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, welcome back. This is The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. Football season is almost here. We're getting into practice beginning this week, or official practice. I mean, I never know when these guys are working out, practicing, whatever, but like the official fall camp begins later this week, including for those UNC Bears. Folks are chomping at the bit to see what Coach McCaffrey's crew can do. And one of the reasons we're pretty excited is about this young man here, defensive star linebacker R.J. Potts, transfer from Cincinnati. R.J., my friend, it's been a long time coming. Been chatting with you online a bit. Excited to get you on the show today.
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing.
Glad to be on the show, man.
I'm doing good, man. I'm excited for practice to start up, and we can, because it just feels like forever getting a chance to see what Coach McCaffrey's crew can do. And I know, folks, when we heard the announcement of you transferring over to UNC, just pumped on the defensive side of the ball.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. We're excited to play, man.
Well, how was Big Sky Conference Media Days? I didn't get a good chance to go out there. What was that like for you? I know you were there, of course, with Dylan McCaffrey as well. What was that like, just kind of getting that build-up after, of course, the year that was last year, and we're kind of getting into this sense of normalcy preparing for the season? Was that had to be kind of exciting, right?
Yeah, the Big Sky Media Day was fun, man. You know, seeing the guys, seeing the opponents who were going to play, seeing the other players, talking to them a little bit. it was a fun experience.
All right, so you got to tell me this. I'm watching a bunch of clips of you and Dylan. And Dylan was asked about, like, what he likes to warm up to, and he said something about just putting wolves howling in the background on loopback. Is that a real story? What did you make of that?
Hey, man, that's what he does to warm up.
All right, so what do you do to warm up, man? Are you doing, like, dolphin noises, or is it actual music like most people?
Nah, man, I just play music, man. It don't take me too much to get fired up, man, but I just listen to music. No crazy routine. Nothing crazy.
Just kind of like what? How many minutes before warm? Like how long are you listening to music before you take it off, and then you're starting to communicate with the teammates and everything? What's that like for you?
Oh, that's right before kickoff, man. I'm gonna be in the zone. I'm listening to music all day.
What are you listening? What are you listening? Not, I mean, I'm a little bit older than you, so I may not know. But what are you listening to?
It could be anything. It goes from rap, R&B. Anything, man.
Are you getting some rock in there occasionally? I mean, is there going to be some a little ACD pumping in there once in a while?
Nah, not for me, man. Not for me.
I see I'm old, man. I'm telling you. I ask you about the old stuff for sure. RJ Potts joining us, linebacker for the University of Northern Colorado, transfer from Cincinnati, of course, was a four-star recruit. RJ, talk to us a little bit about your decision to transfer. What went into all of that? Of course, there's a lot of buzz around Coach Ed McCaffrey. We know what he did as a Denver Bronco, what his family has done in both college and now Christian in the NFL. What was it that really completed that decision to come here to Greeley?
Man, just talking on the phone with Ed McCaffrey, man, he sounded like a great guy. He was hungry to win, and it just seemed like the right fit for me.
What are again? We're getting into the tough practices coming up, starting later this week. But what has spring ball, all that stuff, workouts? What is it like with Coach McCaffrey? We've talked to him on the phone here, of course, and he's obviously you get football from him. He's one of the really nicest guys I've met. But that probably changes a little bit when it comes to the football field as far as practice.
Nah, I mean, he's really the same guy, man. He's just a real cool laid-back coach. He's a player's coach. I mean, anything you ask or need, I mean, he's there to help you. He's really the same owner. He's really the same guy all around, man.
What was it, that conversation, too, that you talked about where you said, hey, when I just talked to Ed McCaffrey, did the name have much to do with it, or was it really the conversation? Because football guys throughout the country know the name McCaffrey. Did the name appeal to you at first, or was it, no, this is purely a football decision?
To be honest, I had no idea who Ed was. my dad knew who he was. My dad is the one. He like told me, but my dad knew who he was, but I had no clue. So I really had no idea who Ed McCaffrey was.
It's funny because in his opening press conference here in Greeley, he said, "I don't think that's going to be much of a recruiting tool for me because none of these guys know who the heck I am." So there you go, man. You're proving the point.
Yeah, I had no idea who he was until like after I got on the phone, and then we kind of talked. But other than that, I didn't really know.
Of course, your dad Roosevelt played in the NFL, played for the Colts, played for the Dolphins, the Ravens as a running back. What's that like for you having a dad that, played at the highest possible level?
It's fun, man. Just every day, every time, talking to my dad, he's always football hungry, man. Always talking about football. There's never a day when he's not talking about it, but I mean, it kind of gets repetitive, but I mean, that's how it is.
Well, him being an offensive guy too, or at least a running back when it came to the NFL, and then you being a defensive guy, I know even the safety position you can do too, but that linebacker spot, is that extra helpful for you as opposed to if he was just another linebacker? You're getting the offensive side of the ball from him.
Yeah, I'm getting both sides. I mean, he play off. He's telling me like we'll watch a game of football. He's telling me what at the on the offensive side, what they're looking at the defense. So I mean, it's a benefit him playing the offensive side and me playing the defense. So he's always telling me like what's gonna happen. He always can predict a play based on the formation and stuff like that.
Is that extra pressure for you to even if just your college career to be the best you possibly can be, and then of course your sights set on bigger things outside of the college football scene? Does that add extra pressure, or is it one of those where you guys just have these great conversations about football, but you don't feel the extra added pressure?
Oh no, there's never no extra added pressure. I mean, it is what it is. I've never been the type to feel pressured, or that's just how it is. Plan to be.
We're talking to R.J. Potts, linebacker for the University of Northern Colorado. The Bears get set to start fall camp this week. And I wanted to ask you, too, as far as, you know, you see you're at the Big Sky Media Day. So then, naturally, we start to get the polls coming out, the coaches' poll, the media's poll. I think the media poll had the Bears finish second to last. The coaches' poll had them in last place. Coach McCaffrey spoke about that and said, hey, nobody knows what we're about. So I don't really fault them for picking us there. Because the last time the Bears play, we were losing football games. What do you think of that? Do you pay attention to that? Do you and the guys talk about that?
Nah, man, we don't worry about that too much. I mean, we're just worried about us. I mean, we can only control what we can control. So, I mean, we're just worried about us, and that's pretty much it.
On the defensive side of the ball, what can we expect? Again, fans are chomping at the bit. They want to learn about this team. We know 2020, we didn't get to see the Bears in action. But from your experience with this group now and learning more and more from Coach McCaffrey and this coaching staff, can you give us a little hint? What's this defense going to be like? What are the specialties we're going to be seeing?
Man, you're going to see a lot of guys that's hungry to play, man. A lot of guys is just running around trying to hit, man, trying to take somebody's head off. We're real hungry to play. You can expect that from the Bears. It's a lot of hard players running to the ball, playing to the whistle.
Do you guys talk about the much of the history of the Bears, too? Because, again, football around here hasn't been – it really, I'll just be honest. People haven't been excited about it because of the losing records and just the way things went throughout the course of the season. There is a sense of new life brought to this UNC Bears football team. Do you guys talk about that and say, man, we have something – we have a chance to do something really cool here, and that's revive a program that's, for lack of a better term, been nearly dead the last 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna always pop up here and there, but we don't really focus on that much, man. Whole new coach staff, whole new bunch of new players, a bunch of transfers, so we're just ready to turn this thing around. We're not really too much worried about the past.
R.J. Potts joining us, linebacker for the University of Northern Colorado Bears. What's your relationship like with Dylan McCaffrey?
Man, it's great, man. I mean, him getting here, watching him, I mean, the first day I watched him come out there, play around practices, and just lead the offense. I mean, he's just a great player, man. Great guy. He's really going to be a great leader for us.
Well, and you two were the big names. I mean, there's a lot of big names, transfers and just signees and guys that Coach McCaffrey and crew picked up. But your name, of course, and Dylan McCaffrey's name, those were the big gets here, and rightfully so. You were speaking at the Big Sky Media Day. So I know that's cool for you guys to have a tight relationship, too. And maybe he'll get you convinced to do the wolf listening thing, man, and you can tune in and catch that at some point. Before we let you go, man, what do you like to do outside of football? I know that we're getting ready to get knee-deep into that, so you're going to have to get in whatever. But what else, man? You video game guy, movie guy? What else do you do for fun outside of football?
Man, I play the game, watch movies. Man, that's pretty much it, man. I mean, I'm into fashion, stuff like that, but nothing too crazy, man. Like to eat.
Yeah, I mean, me and you both. But you at least, you know, you can still look good packing on the food. I eat badly, and I'm hurting for a few weeks. Do you play Madden? How about that? Is Madden one of the games?
Oh, of course, man. I got to play some Madden.
All right, what do you do? Do you play the Mutt, the MUT stuff? Do you play by yourself? Do you just play random games online? What's it like for you?
I play all the above, man. I play a little bit of Mutt. Most of the games I probably play online, a little quick match, or I play some friends and teammates.
What do you think of this game? You have any official review? Because Madden's been tough for me, man. It's like every year, it's almost the same thing. They just make a slight little tweak, but I'm hoping some new stuff happens when the new one comes out this month.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I'm hoping something new. It's always no major tweaks, just something here and there, ability or something crazy, but hopefully they update it, make it more better.
Which team are you playing as?
I play with the Ravens, man.
Nice, nice. Well, obviously. I mean, that's what I was going to ask next, actually, who your favorite NFL team was, because your dad played on a few different NFL teams, but it sounds like it's the Ravens, huh?
Yeah, it's the Ravens for sure.
Well, and Ravens might be in the mix this year, too, man. I mean, you look at Lamar Jackson and company, this could be – I'm looking at the Ravens being at least, you know, already at this point, top five, maybe even higher than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun, man. RJ, appreciate you as always, my friend. And hey, let's hook up, play some Madden sometime. You teach me the ropes.
We could do that for sure, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, hey, let's try to do this throughout the season. Would love to follow along and keep updated. Good luck. September 3rd's coming up against those Colorado Buffaloes, and go get them, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That's R.J. Potts, linebacker from the University of Northern Colorado. 12:43 the time. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to see if we can catch up. We're going to transfer right over to Broncos. That's how we're going to do this thing all year, man. It's going to be Bears. It's going to be Broncos. It's going to be Rams. It's going to be Buffs. Football, football, football. It's August. It's time to rock and roll. This is The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. We'll take a short break. You're listening to, well, I guess you're listening to two different things, perhaps. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 FM and 1310 KFKA.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. It's a party in Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA, The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Cody Wolf from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. We are, well, now, big announcement, of course, Colfax, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 FM, as well as 1310 KFKA. So you're getting to hear, depending on where you are, you could be listening to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos talk Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater on the new FM frequency. Zach, my friend, I think the more we can hear from you, the better. So I'm excited for that.
Great. Congratulations, man. I love hearing it.
Yeah, it's a cool deal, man. We're pumped about it. The programming's growing up here throughout the area, and couldn't do it without you, my friend, getting the rundown on all things Broncos. So we appreciate you jumping in on the program every single week, or when you can. In some cases, we may get you on five times in one day.
It may happen, and man, I just love it. You guys are doing awesome things up there.
Now, as well for you guys, always hearing big stuff, and we absolutely love getting your side of the story. You're out there at practice every single day. You're hitting us up with those in-depth tweets, man. I mean, it's nuts watching this quarterback battle between Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. Felt like the big takeaway from the weekend, Zach, was that Drew Lock maybe won the weekend, but today a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, exactly. That it was a bad day for Teddy on Saturday. Threw three interceptions, and Drew was good. You know, I talk about Teddy as being steady Teddy. That's what Drew was on Saturday, and that's what Drew needs to prove he can be. Look, we all know that he can make the big plays, but can he make the consistent plays? And he did on Saturday, but today was a little bit of a different story. You had Drew come out and throw two interceptions, his first interception of camp. Was to Patrick Surtain. Patrick Surtain did a great job just reading Drew's eyes the entire time, and I really don't think Drew saw Surtain. He jumped, picked it up, and then at the end of practice, in probably the most important period of the day, it's a move the ball where they start around the 50 and then they try to get into field goal range or score a touchdown. Drew threw a pick to the new cornerback who was signed yesterday, Ferris, and it was not a very good practice for Drew because you did have his first two interceptions. However, those are the first two interceptions of camp for him, and we're talking 5 days into practice, so not the worst there. On the flip side, Teddy wanted to show that he is not checked down Teddy. The very first play of practice, he went 50 yards for a touchdown in the air to Deontay Spencer. He also hit Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy for 25-yard gains throughout practice as well. Now, Teddy did have a pick today as well in 7-on-7, just like Drew did. But outside of that, Teddy won today.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider. So Teddy won today. Do you have a scorecard for us at this stage? I mean, who is leading at this point? Again, from the weekend, it seemed like Locke was starting to pull ahead.
Yeah, he was, and Teddy closed the gap today. You know, we are doing a scorecard over at thednvr.com, and right now, Locke, I don't know the exact numbers, but we're up at about 30 points apiece, and Locke has a one-point lead. So after practice, Vic Fangio said this is even Steven. There's no separation, and from a neutral perspective, that's definitely the case.
All right, looking again, we're not that far away. We do have the Hall of Fame game coming up this week, and then the next weekend we get to full-on preseason football. Broncos looking at that Minnesota game and then the joint practices and everything. Prediction, who's getting that start in that game one?
Man, I think they'll go with Drew because of why they gave Drew the first rep. I think Vic's just going to say, we're giving it to Drew because he's the incumbent and it's easy to do that. Then I think he's going to follow that up by saying, this means nothing. It is just because he's the incumbent. And I really think that, you know, Vic Fangio and everyone wanted this thing to be decided ASAP. But as we've seen from the first week, this thing is not decided. Brady, we're looking at another month of this competition, I think.
Wow. I mean, this is going to be nuts, man. And I don't know. I just got the sense more from your... I'm following your tweets like crazy. I'm stalking you. As you already know, I do that anyway. I'm just getting the sense that it's going to be Drew Lock. It just feels like that. And I know, obviously, you could go into that preseason game and he could be atrocious, and then next thing you know, Teddy's pulling on ahead, but if we stay on this trajectory, I think you and I even talked about it. Even if Drew's a little bit worse than Teddy, you might still give the nod to him because his ceiling's higher.
Well, and exactly, and that's why I think from an organizational perspective, Teddy's the guy that you go with. Drew's the guy you go with if it's close, but Vic is making the decision, and if Teddy continued to show that Saturday's practice of three picks was an anomaly, man, if it's close, I think they're going to go with Teddy because of that, even though the ceiling for the organization may be to go with Drew.
Very interesting. All that's going to be so much fun to continue to document this this quarterback battle. Melvin Gordon had some interesting things to say last week, Zach, about, you know, the Philip Lindsay stuff, as far as maybe that messed with him a little bit. The competition kind of, maybe for lack of a better term, bothered him. But he's saying now, no, that's not a concern at all. But then again, you have rookie Javonte Williams that they drafted early. So what do we make of Melvin Gordon's statements about Philip and the running back situation?
Yeah, he said Phil got in his head. The competition got in his head last year. He said he did get over it at the end of the year, and that showed on the field when he ran for over 5 yards per carry in the final seven games of the season. But I think what was happening with Melvin was, and what really got into his head, was Phil was a Colorado guy. And yeah, he said, you know, if I was drafted to the Packers after playing at Wisconsin, being from that area, man, people wouldn't want to see someone else be brought in. And so I think because Javonte Williams was brought in to, you know, take his job and compete with him for the next for this year, take his job moving forward, I don't think that'll be as much of an issue because Javonte Williams isn't a Colorado guy. So I wouldn't be too worried about that. But it is interesting that he did admit that.
Yeah. No, I thought that was crazy. And you know, maybe not a terrible thing, but I appreciate the honesty, I suppose. One thing on the offensive side that we could all agree on, at least at this point, and we kind of knew that, Zach, but this wide receiver core is absolutely stacked.
It is stacked. And Cortland Sutton still playing with a brace, still not playing 100% in team drills. But the good news is Jerry Jeudy has looked initially like he can take over as the one if Cortland Sutton needs to ease his way back in the regular season, which we haven't got any hints of that yet. He's still supposed to be full go by week one. But, man, Jerry Jeudy looks like the absolute truth. He looked really good last year, but now he looks like a dominant number one receiver. Brady, he is always open. And you also have to remember who he's going against. He's going against Pat Surtain, Kyle Fuller, All-Pro, Ronald Darby, the secondary, Vic Fangio's defense. I don't think that this is a fluke that he's starting training camp so hot. I think he really can be poised for a huge season.
Well, and that's what's so fun about it. The other guy you just mentioned with Patrick Surtain and the battle between those two guys, maybe those guys are going to make each other just better and better every single year going up against each other, and then we'll get to see the fruits of that labor each and every Sunday when they go up against somebody on the opposing side.
And that's the dream, without a doubt. And those two guys, man, Patrick Surtain looks great as well. Judy's having the better of him occasionally, but Surtain is looking really good as well. And a crazy thing is they've both said that Alabama football camp is harder than the NFL, which is just wild. Shows you what Nick Saban's doing.
Yeah, man, I'm pumped. I'm excited to see what this, the quarterback battle, so much more. We're up against it, my man. But, Zach, I know your schedule is absolutely nuts. It's unpredictable, too. But we appreciate the coverage. You're absolutely killing it. Throw out that Twitter handle so folks can continue to follow you throughout the course of training camp.
At Zach Stevens, DNVR. And thanks so much for having me on, Brady. We'll talk soon.
Zach, always love it, man. It's an absolute honor. We'll get at you very soon. That's Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider. So he's saying that Drew's a point ahead. And, you know, I was just getting the feel from Twitter that Drew Locke was tearing it up over the weekend and then kind of took a step back. Maybe more or less Teddy Bridgewater took a step forward today. But sounds like it's going to be Drew Locke on that Saturday, August 14th. And you don't think that first few series are going to be, like, must-see TV if you're a Broncos fan? Oh, Brady, it's Drew Locke, Teddy. No, you know you're in. You're going to be watching that, and you're going to be watching every single play that Drew Locke makes. It's heating up, folks. All right, we're transitioning here. Mondays, we are going to get into some CSU Rams talk, football talk, you name it. Ellison Hubbard, the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. It's coming up next, Rams fans. Stay tuned to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.